We're going to look at talking about the flower, red flower. Okay, a flower which needs to be checked. According to the Rama, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama brings down that you should not sell it to a Jew if you know he's not going to sift it. And sell it to a Jew if you know you're not going to sift it. Yeah? But Ishchai says that if it's a hefsedu ruben, you can sell it to him a little bit. So there's kulas. So if a person has a situation, he has a stack of a flour and needs to sell it out to Jews, or also maybe not, they won't sift it. So ask a rav exactly what to do.
But the standard flour would buy in them, they're packed together in kilogram bags. That needs to be checked, right?
Yeah, unless it's vacuum sealed and it says on it, you don't have to check it. It's all vacuum sealed, vacuum packed. Mm-hmm. No, it's a very important halacha. You buy anything in the store. Kemach or anything, and you came home and immediately you checked it and it was full of bugs, you're allowed to bring it back to the guy. If you left it in the closet, maybe it became bugs, full of bugs by you, infested by you. But if it was by the store, you go back to them and say, I don't want this, it's not what I meant to buy. Rabbi dough, which is going to be baked, it goes through a process to make it rise, right? Most of the time. Right? It's either they put yeast in it or avkatafia.
You put yeast and water and sugar.
You can put things in it to make
and
it rise.
Mix it in with the flour.
Now, if they do it, so you buy things with a hechsher, yes? Because otherwise, they can use all kinds of things which are asur. For example, when we were in, it has to be like mamash mehadli, katafia, all these things to use. I don't know what all these terms are. Chumtza terterit, synthetit, lechalutin. Okay, I don't know all these interesting things that they use for. Yeah, so you can't stop. I remember we were in Chile, so the flour, there was two types of flour. There's flour for with rising stuff.
Self rising.
Right? And regular flour. And they told us, so there, you're not allowed to buy the flour which has already the shmarim inside because it's not kosher what they use. Or they're not sure what to use, can't use it. Yeah. What's amulisifer? Dry shmarim yevashim, dry. How is the shmarim yevashim? Dry yeast. No dry yeast. Is that powder?
It sounds like self-rising yeast. It's
no,
powder.
It's yeast itself.
There's difference.
What?
Dry yeast is a powder stuff.
It's powder.
You combine wet yeast, which is already be made into a dough. So it's
right.
Kind of part of the yeast.
Right. So dry yeast is kosher. Why? But it has to be batel v'shishim. It has to be batel v'shishim, meaning it has to be, there'll be more than 60 times the amount of yeast that you'll put in this batter. I mean, this, yeah.
Would it be the same with the shmarim that you said in the flour?
No.
Would it be batel v'shishim in the same way?
I don't know. I don't know what to make it from. But the shmarim itself, they probably use something else. I don't know exactly what it is. Let's see about the vashishi. Why? Because it's not just yeast. They put, in order for it to dissolve well in the water, they put some type of shuman around it. And the chashash that maybe it's a shuman of banana. And then, there's a problem. But the vashishi.
But if it has a good texture on it.
No, that's a hash. I'm talking about if someone's a chutzlaretz now and he's buying. You know, we weren't chutzlaretz. That's what the rabbis also told us over there. The dry yeast you can buy. So, in our days, you can't really buy bread anywhere without a good hechsher. Because they use all kinds of stuff. A bread that doesn't contain flour and water and salt and sugar. It contains, I don't know, it could be 50 things. All kinds of things.
Go to JerusalemCast.com.
No, you don't want to use it. Especially, we were in South America. There, everyone knows that the fat they use is animal fat. They don't use vegetarian oil, right? Like usually they'll use in other places. They use animal fat, because they have there a lot of animal fat. So must trade.
Why?
Right? In the same oven, even if they baguette, the baguette usually doesn't have any fat in it. But they put it in the same oven, mamash, together with animal fat. So must lo kasher.
I mean, you have bromated flour.
You have... We don't need the You just have to know, you don't need bread without a good hechsher. You don't need bread without a good
hechsher. Yeah.
A lot of times in Europe, they do this a lot. They use milk products in the dough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? South America, they use fat from animals, and in Europe, they use milk. A lot of times, maybe it's not kasher.
Also, muari, as in pig.
Again, kol mei dvarim. The halacha also, by the way, everyone knows this, I'm sure, but I'll say it anyways. Stuff that we know already, but we have to review. If you're baking anything which will be chalavi, has to be in a different shape than your parish stuff. So make your wife decide for Shavuos, she's making milchig chalas. Beautiful. And baya, but she can't make it in the same grading way that she makes the usual challah. She must make them in a different shape. Halacha. That's why in every store which sells borekas, the borekas are a different shape than the parav ones. Parav ones are usually malben. How do you say malben?
Rectangle.
And everything, and the chalavi are usually either round or triangle or a moon, like half a moon. It may have to be, it's halacha. And once, I heard on the radio from Rav Avraham Yosef, the son of Avada, he's a Rav of Chulon, he said that there was a bakery that he gave a hechsher, and then one day he went there, and he saw that they were making challahs in the chalavi oven, and he took away the hechsher on the spot. He said, if you make it a chalavi oven, it has to be a different shape, and right on it chalavi. They changed, so he gave them back. But you have to know this halacha.
I think about a year ago, the state of Israel was trying to make it also like from the government that
it must be
that it must be the same. Like if it's dairy, it must be the same size, or like the same like triangle, or whatever. And if it's parve, it has to be one size. If it's meaty, it has to be a different one.
Yeah.
Like a year ago.
If they want a hechsher, they have to do it that way. Okay. Anyways.
No.
Okay. Also, to use eggs, of course, everyone knows you have to check the eggs. Even though most eggs from Tnuva that people buy, you buy Tnuva eggs, which are most eggs in this country. So, 90%, more than that, they're without blood because it's without a male. It's not breeded, I don't even call it. Without a male, Safna Me'ara, chicken, it's called chicken. Is it a female?
A hen.
Tarnigolet is a hen?
Is no, Tarnigol is a rooster.
Tarnigolet.
A hen.
A hen. Always lays eggs. Right? Mm-hmm. So, but if it's when without a male, so there's no blood there. It can't be a chicken, only if there was a male also. Okay? Safna Me'ara. What?
So you do see.
Could have spots.
You see spots, but it's not really. It can never be. It can never fertilize.
Right. You're not supposed to eat that either. But it's Telkan. Telkan. If it's without a meal, it's Telkan. But if you buy organic and all kinds of stuff, we were in Costa Rica. It's scary. Scary. From one tray of eggs, 30 eggs, maybe 5 were good. Sometimes there was almost a chicken in there, I'm telling you. It's scary, Hamash. Because they bring it from the farms, you know, we were living. We weren't living in the city. We were living somewhere in the jungle. So they brought it from the local farmers.
What's the, is there a chazakah or something on a hard-boiled egg that you don't have to worry about? Or
yes,
what's
you don't worry about the hard-boiled. No.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not? 3 eggs.
3 and not what? How do you break the safek if you have 3?
I don't know.
My wife told me that. I asked her, and she said, what?
So majority, chances are one's going to have it, so therefore majority won't have it.
Huh?
Chances are one's going to have it out of the 3, which means the majority don't have it.
But you're eating all 3, so what's how are you about the safek? You're eating all 3.
Right, if you're boiling a dozen eggs at a time and only eating one or two at a time.
I'll find the source.
Find the source and tell me. I want to hear. You want me to see? He'll say it right here. Hmm? He'll tell you that off of maybe, yeah. Email, I'll tell you right here.
Yeah, I
suppose
it's
not
good.
Yeah,
that's good. That's
right, that's just not doing anything even numbers. The Gemara says don't do
anything
even
things.
Nothing to do with blood.
No.
Here.
Beitzah kasha. Oh, really? Yeah. Question.
3, 5,
12 eggs.
9.
Blood.
Huh?
Blood.
Is that the new one? What is King Solomon?
Oh, it's Israel. Did he make it in English? Did he make it in English?
We
go
look, this is the halakha. Okay? We're not talking about the whole Ilchot Beitzim because it's a whole paragraph here. We'll talk about it when we get it to later, after Pesach.
What?
I'm not talking about all the halakhas of Beitzim.
Oh, okay.
Just talking about egg, hard boiled egg, okay? הרוצה לאכול ביצה מבושלת כשהיא שלמה, ביצה קשה, someone wants to eat a hard-boiled egg, או לגומה רכה, you want a soft boiled egg, okay? מותר לעשות כן. You're allowed to do that, even one. אף שאין הביצה יכולה להיבדק, even if you can't check it, why? אם הם אדם, so he brings down the bad beer. First of all, רוב ביצים, רוב majority of eggs, don't have blood in them. כמו כן, okay, that's what he says here. No. My wife also told me that, and I said, okay, I never heard this. Do whatever you think. I asked the rabbi, he said,
nothing.
You can't eat it. I asked Rabbi Ohad, he told me, if you know that maybe it's fertilized, you can't eat the egg. You can't make a hard-boiled egg. He told me you cannot.
What?
If you know, if there's a chashash, that it's fertilized, you can't eat the hard-boiled egg. I like only if you know that for sure, majority doesn't have blood. It's not fertilized. Fertilized is there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can boil one if you want.
Really?
One, two, three. My wife also told me that they told her that only odd numbers, three,
right.
Five.
Right, well, that's because it's a different thing. The Gemara said don't do things in even.
In even, that's a different Indian, but not because of blood.
Right, it's not
blood. Don't have a setup. What's pat akum? Pat akum is bread which is made from one of the five grains, right? Even if it's made, everything's mehadlin and everything, but it was baked by the goy. Chachamim said you shouldn't eat it unless you do one of these few ideas.
This is different than bishul goyim?
Yes. It's more lenient.
Pat akum is more lenient?
Okay. Yeah, this is din bishul. This is afia. Different thing. No, afia is different than bishul. Bishul is a liquid. Afia is dry. Why is it different? It's different. Okay, there's a few things. Either he turns on the fire in the tanu. Yeah, he goes in the morning, turns it on. I was in the France, in a little town called. Ex-Leba, famous town. There's a famous yeshiva there already, 100 years, I think, or something like that, 70, 80 years, or that, many years. I've been there twice. And the guy told us that there's a bakery here that all the Jews buy. Why? Because the Jew goes in the morning. They know exactly, it's a very small town. The guy knows exactly what the Jews eat. It's kosher bread. He makes the challah and everything, the guy. And they eat it. And it's not pas akum because the Jew turns it on.
The question of the
Ramah
and
the Ramah. Bishul, I don't know about the
pot also. In bakery, there's the Ramah is Makel. The Shulchan Aruch is more strict. You have to put it in and take it out. Not just turn the oven on. Turn the oven on, that's the Ramah. On Makel is from Europe. By the Ramah.
Or a Jew has to put it into the oven, or play with the coals if the coals there. He also could put if it's on fire, put some fire on the with wood. He goes to throw in a piece of wood inside, so he helps the fire. Then it's also mutar to eat it. If you're in the house and 1 second. Yeah. If you're at home and the closest bakery is 18 minutes away, right? In the meal. You must go get Pat Yisrael, you don't get Pat Akum. Right? If you're on the way in your direction, in 72-minute walk or drive, you'll have a pat Yisrael. Also, don't eat the pat akum until you get the pat Yisrael.
So here, like in Eretz Yisrael, you should eat
only pat Yisrael. No reason not to, exactly. Everywhere.
Bakery. Every 2 feet.
Nachon, bidyuk. Or pat Yisrael. What?
I have a question about non-Jewish bakery.
Oh, so one second. Non-Jewish bakery. If there's no bread around, only for the non-Jewish bakery, right? and it's kosher, of course. Right? In a bakery. Only in a bakery. Right? And everything's kosher, and a Jew didn't do anything. Okay? It's called pat palter. Pat palter is a pat from a bakery. That's what Mark calls it. Then you're allowed to eat that. Except the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Aseret Yemei Teshuvah is the Shulchan Aruch special edition. Yes.
How you can know the shape
exact? The what?
The shape to the insect, the flowers.
So no, it's someone that you can trust. Or it's a place where they buy a certain flower that's in the freezer or something like that. Of course, it has to be kosher. Of course, it has to be kosher. If it's not kosher stuff, you can't trust it.
But how do you know if it's kosher without a hechsher?
If you trust the guy, someone comes in and he asks the guy, well, no, he is. Better not to eat it, yeah. I'm not saying go eat it. But it's the only guy around, so.
I mean, there's so many national brands at the supermarkets that have at least a reasonable hechsher in the States. Like OU or Star K.
I've been to places in South America where there's nothing. Closest Jewish thing is 800 kilometers away.
Or in England, you could find
in England, south, and north, I don't know where, somewhere.
I mean, in...
Been to Europe, the places where there's nothing.
In San Francisco, there's nothing. There's no Jewish bakeries. There's absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I'm sure there's many places in the States where there's nothing kosher around.
Sure.
And if a Jew ends up there, he ends up there for some reason...
Trader Joe's has everything.
You eat fruits and vegetables.
What's the problem? Exactly. That's what I say. I eat fruits and vegetables anyway. But let's say it's Shabbos and you want to eat bread for Shabbos.
I was telling Hanan in the Rova, there's always been a bakery there. They had like a problem in the hatcher, but it's all Arabs. So I get the Rova list and they said like this bakery lost their hatcher. Don't buy from them. I'm thinking, like, why would you buy from the Arabs? Like, there's Jewish bakers in the Rova, even. There's three different bakers on the Jews. Close. It's like, all these people, like, don't buy from there. You know, it's like, I would never buy from there anyway. But, like, so now they lost their hat shirt because it was, you know, but it's the same thing. It was Pas Akum.
Right.
It just happened to have a Rabu hat shirt. Yeah, you know, just definitely.
Yeah, Pas, that was big. In a private home, even if everything's kosher, that's already a soup. Only the big shadat fat. That's pasakum, which is asu. Pas parter is much more lenient.
The bakery.
Why? What? What's the difference? It's the Gemara says already.
But in the same question about.
One second. Because the Gemara says, right, that it has to do with you get to come to sit with him, maybe he'll come to eat with him, and you might get to marry, then marry your son will marry his daughter, or whatever, as we see in the United States of America. Yes.
For the major markets like Mega and Co-op Shop and Rami Levy.
I know all these markets, but okay, let's say yes.
Okay. They have their own bakery inside the store.
Right.
Can you buy from them or do you
just... They have a good answer. They can buy.
And it's Rami Levy.
No, so you don't buy.
So
that one costs you
too.
Which one?
The one that's over in...
which Chatan Sofer? Nevrag, Lech Tikva, I don't know already.
No,
round? Oh, that one. I won't eat it. It's the one with the fish, with the worms.
Also,
Shalom. Huh? The what? I can't hear you.
Give out.
Oh, that's my handling, yeah. Okay. Ooh,
they have two meat places.
Okay, we finished with bread, now we're going on to milk, okay? I'll start with this. Before I start the halachas of milk, I'll just tell you that milk products, manufactured milk products, which today most of them are that, are very, very, very unhealthy for us to eat. But even if you do want to eat, it has to be kosher.
The non-kosher milk is wonderful if you want to literally glow in the dark. Besides the radioactive cesium-137.
No, I just wanted to say one statement about that. Chalav kosher. What's kosher milk? Kosher milk is milk from a kosher animal. Right? The Torah permitted to have milk from kosher animal. Right? And if it's from a non-kosher animal, that's so. From pig, from camels, donkeys, horses, v'chule, 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 if you want. Well.
But then kosher milk milked on Shabbos, you can't use, right?
Kosher milk milked on Shabbos? No, that's not kosher.
Right, that's another.
Milk that was milked on Shabbos is not kosher for you to drink.
But the milk, but the animals have to be milked every day.
Yeah, but today they don't milk on Shabbos.
They do, but they just use automatic milking machines.
Yeah, whatever. They have all these things. That you're not, no, no workers.
They get,
they get Godesh.
Yeah.
And after Shabbos? No idea. We'll talk about it soon. Next page. Hazanish is very machmir with this. So, now, if there was an animal that was going to be shechted, a cow was going to be shechted, or a goat, and you milked it a few hours before, and then you shechted it, and you found out that it was treif, there was a hole in the lungs, or whatever, it's treif. Any milking that happened in the 72 hours of a slaughtering, is not kosher to eat, it's treif, it's like the meat. If it happened before 72 hours of the slaughter, it's kosher.
But if it was a kosher animal for shechita, then it's fine. Before the 72 hours, after the 72 hours, just don't leave it as a trick.
Yeah. Right, animals, cows that have to go through surgery, I don't know, they do all kinds of things to them, and there's a possibility that maybe something happened on the way. You can't drink the milk because it's a chashash of trefa. Yeah, because if the animal is a trefa, trefa means in Torah that it won't live the next 12 months. Right? Then you can't eat, you can't drink the milk. That's why you have to buy Me'adrin milk. Now, if it was one cow was a trefa. And the rest weren't, and now it's all the milk mixed together. So if it's batel b'shishi, you can drink the milk. Yeah. Also, not kosher milk, which is mixed with kosher milk. Not kosher, I'm talking about not a kosher animal. But mixed with kosher milk. Also, batel b'shishi, you can drink it. But that's only if it's milk. But if you had cheese, for some reason, why is cheese different? Cheese. If you made cheese out of it, it's not butter b'shishi. Not talking about if you made cheese out of the milk. If you made cheese, also from not kosher animal, and also from kosher animal, and all the pieces of cheese, chunks, it's called chaticha royali kabed. Right? Each piece is alone, not like milk which is mixed all together, or yogurt is all mixed together. Each piece is itself, so then it's not batel even be'elef. It's never batel. You can't eat. It's all asl. Chalav that was milked on Shabbos. Okay, asul to milk on Shabbos. It's a derivative of dash. Dash is what, Ezra?
Dash refin.
Yeah, no, he learned the Mishnah yesterday. So. That's why I asked him. Threshing. Threshing is taking apart the food from the waste product. Okay?
Not squeezing.
Huh?
Not squeezing it?
No, not because it's squeezing. Squeezing is something else.
No, it's not because it's not
that melacha. Schita, there's no melechet schita. There's also a derivative. Also of dash, I think. Yeah. What?
If I like,
more says. Tomorrow on Shabbos, Daf Ayin Beis, I think. Amud Beis. Right, Ezra? Check it out. Right? Yeah. I'm just learning that. Okay. But there's a few ways where Chazal permitted us to milk a cow on Shabbos. One, and the same thing, by the way, for a woman, if she needs to express milk. One, if the milk goes to the garbage, that's what women usually do. If they need to express milk because they have pain or whatever.
You do what?
If they need to express milk, a woman needs to express milk on Shabbos because she has pain, now that they use that milk, they should throw it out. Okay? And also by a cow. Two, because you have to milk them, otherwise that's how they sign. Two, if a goy does it, then you're still allowed to have it. Three, if it's automatic, like you said before, with a Shabbos clock. Yeah. In any case,
they're allowed to feed, breastfeed on Shabbos.
Yeah, that, of course.
Which is not that's the same.
That's not expressive.
So what's the difference?
What?
What's the difference?
Different the baby nursing and Shabbos.
The dad always taking milk out?
A baby is allowed to nurse.
Oh, so for what svara?
What svara? That's the way he eats. Whether you want him to die.
That's
the way he eats.
The reason you gave before was you're taking food from dashes from food.
What? Separating the food from the waste product. Not borer. Like it comes from threshing, from the having the sheaves with wheat on them, and you put them on the floor, and you take a cow walking with a big platform of wood, and you step on it, and the cow walks, and through that it separates the wheat from the sheaves. It's called Melechet Dash in Mishnah in Shabbat. Okay. Anyways. Even if it was permitted, right? In all these cases that were permitted to milk on Shabbos, it's mukta on Shabbos. You can't use it on Shabbos. Only after Shabbos you could use it. If it was done by a Jew ben Mezi, that's asur forever. Everyone asur to drink milk that was milked ben Mezi on Shabbos from a Jew.
It's not bottled.
Huh?
It's not bottled. We're talking about separate.
Yeah. Okay. So now, every milk which is mehadrin, they buy it from places who don't milk on Shabbos. And if it's not mehadrin, you have a problem because maybe it was bought from a place that works on Shabbos. Some say that from Tuesday you can buy their milk. If it says that it's packaged on then you can buy their milk. Why? Because on Tuesday they probably milked it after Shabbos. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Shabbos, Friday, Shabbos, probably milked it. Sunday, Monday, maybe there was milked on Shabbos. So, let's set up. So, that was our last
question. So, you're saying is that's only Mahadin that.
Kosher
milk with a heksher, they don't check to see if it's milk on
chocolate.
Stam heksher?
Yeah.
No.
So you go by the date of the milk and the
bag,
which is
the date of
shivuk.
Until,
and you have to find how would you know?
I don't know today how it works because I don't know what kind of process it goes through from the milking until it gets to the makolet. I don't know how long it takes. Because they put all kinds of chemicals, so it stays for 3 weeks or 2 weeks. I don't know how long. I don't buy milk, so I don't know really how long it stays.
If
I buy milk, it usually spoils in my house. So.
If we say it's bottled anyway.
Butter? Why not
butter?
Shishim. I don't know how much is milk.
So,
the but yeah. Kitsu, it's very easy to buy mahalim milk in this country. Very easy. You have Tara, you have what's called Nuva. Even Yotvata now, I think, has a Mahalan Yaksha.
And Tanuga has both, and I think Tara also.
I see, you check. I don't know, in my neighborhood, everything's Mahalan, I don't know. Yeah.